The story most people learn about the Nez Perce tribe and the capture of Chief Joseph doesn't tell the whole history. And now the federal government and Northwest tribes are trying to fix that with a new historic site. Correspondent Jessica Robinson reports.
You may have heard about the Nez Perce's epic 1,200-mile flight through Oregon, Idaho, Wyoming, and Montana in 1877. The U.S. Army caught up with them before they could reach Canada. And in history books and documentaries, this is how the story usually ends.
With freedom just 42 miles away, the Nez Perce were forced to surrender.
But in fact, for about a third of the Nez Perce, it didn't end there. Nearly 300 people escaped the battlefield and did cross into Canada. Ruth Wapato's grandfather was one of them. Wapato is part of a group that's been working to get the federal government to recognize the final leg of the Nez Perce National Historic Trail.
They weren't all together. They were kind of some in front, then some way behind. Their moccasins torn and worn out, you know, and it was cold in October. But they were on their way.
Some stayed, and their descendants remain in Canada. Wapato's grandfather returned to the U.S. and was arrested and sent to Oklahoma. The Forest Service is holding a series of public meetings in Oregon, Idaho, and Washington through early October. They're asking for public comment on adding an extra section and making other updates to the trail. I'm Jessica Robinson reporting.